On Monday, the Western Slope Conservation Center and EcoFlight offered two tours of the North Fork Valley to graphically show the importance of the North Fork Valley Alternative Plan, a proposal created to provide a rallying point for residents concerned about oil and gas extraction on public lands. The Conservation Center's director, Sarah Sauter, explains the purpose of the flights.
The North Fork Alternative isn't about any particular parcel or any particular lease sale. It's about all of the federal minerals that BLM controls and manages. So we'll be looking at where BLM minerals are on the landscape. So yes, the North Fork lease sale is included in that and it has been deferred. We don't know what's happening. Thankfully, it hasn't been put up for sale again, but this plan is about something much bigger than just one lease sale. This is just to get us a better feel for the protections that the North Fork Alternative wouldn't set in place.
The flight lasted a half hour, with Sauter pointing out the proximity of water sources and schools to BLM lands. The almost startling green of our recently moistened spring landscape making the valley seem more jewel-like than ever. When it was over, consultant and activist Pete Kolbenschlag talked about how an accident can impact more than the immediate area. He noted the recent leak of hydrocarbons in Parachute.
I think what we're seeing up in around Parachute and Parachute Creek with the benzene spill up there is just a good case in point on what can happen and when things go wrong, when there's a spill, when there's a leak. All our water systems here are very tightly related. They're all connected. They're interwoven. People irrigate off of other people's tailwaters, and it's basically a system of interlaced open ditches. And if there were any kind of a spill or contamination, it could very quickly affect a lot of people very fast. And when you look from the air at the landscape here and you see how small it is and how connected it is, it's hard to imagine how you could stick a highly industrial activity in the middle of all this agricultural land.
For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derland.